Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, I'm not going to tolerate, I'm not going to sit silent as the state of Virginia spends money to put racists into executive positions at colleges and universities to indoctrinate everybody into thinking that advancing black individuals ahead of white people or conditioning white people to think that they're evil just because of their skin color is somehow acceptable. And that's what diversity, equity, and inclusion is doing. If you run a business and you've got a DEI person on your staff, you need to run them out and slam the door behind them because you talk about systemic racism, you're creating systemic racism in a modern sense against a new collection of victims. And unfortunately, Governor Ralph Northam, shockingly a VMI graduate himself, has helped usher in this mindset at VMI. And it's doing a hell of a lot of damage. Carmen Villani is a graduate of VMI, and he joins us again today. You're beginning to see some negative blowback at VMI, right, Carmen, with enrollment rates and people staying on with the school. Good morning to you. How you doing?
Good morning, John. Yeah, you're quite right. And as a fellow Christian, I'm totally with you with your regard to your position, tough on crime. One of the things I really like to take this opportunity before we get into discussion, I want to sincerely thank you. And I think I speak on behalf of the hundreds of alumni that I've been in communication with for the last couple of years about Jim Bacon with Bacon's Rebellion and the Roanoke Star. You guys have given us the platform with which to shine the light upon what is going on at VMI. And I am so thankful for you and the others to provide us that opportunity. I find it very interesting that the superintendent of VMI can give two interviews to a foe of VMI at the Washington Post, but yet refuses, as well as others at VMI, to come on the air to speak with a friend of VMI. And I have to ask, what are you afraid of? You have time and time again provided them the opportunity to come on and defend their policies and yet have failed to do so. You know, one of the things I was listening to a little segment yesterday by financial advisor Michael Greer.
Right.
He made an excellent point. He talked about doing deeper research. I've done that deeper research. And what I've found is a questioning of critical thinking. Now, I know we have very limited time here, but the concerns I have with regard to critical thinking is as it pertains to the honor system, the denial of critical race theory and the impact that it has had on the enrollment at VMI, the recommendations being put forth by a Barnes and Thornburg report that should have been thrown in the trash, and then the conflict of those recommendations as it pertains to the rat line, our motto of don't do ordinary, and then the hypocrisy of these individuals when they talk about, I'm going to reorder it, diversity, inclusion, and equity, or right. Die. And so those are the issues that I am very, very concerned with, and whatever time we have left, I'd be more than happy to discuss it with you.
Well, tell me how this is impacting the students at VMI, the cadets at VMI right now. I mean, are you hearing from them that some of them are walking? I mean, this is the period of time where the guys and ladies who are on the rat line start to kind of question whether they made a big mistake by coming to VMI, and you got to double down and stick through it, or you walk. And I'm wondering what you're hearing about this year's class.
Well, you know, John, I don't know if I can speak directly to this year's class, but I think what I've found out in talking and listening to parents and alumni and cadets, there is a group of us that are very concerned and troubled by the direction that we're going. There's another larger group that are probably, for whatever reason, are not engaged, don't want to get really too involved with it. And then there's the other group that really buy into this. And I think the same can be said of the core. I mean, I've talked with a couple of upperclassmen, and that's my sense based on those conversations and what I hear from others.
Is there a way to recalibrate here with the current leadership at VMI to represent what's in the best interest of the cadets and what the voters of Virginia seem to be saying with the last election and choosing Glenn Youngkin instead of choosing Ralph Northam Part 2 or Terry McAuliffe Part 3, depending on how you look at it?
Well, I think, you know, to the issue you raised just before I came on the air with regard to the transgender and all the individuals that are making contact with their representatives, the residents of Virginia have got to reach out to their representatives, to the governor's office, to the lieutenant governor's office, to the attorney general, and say enough's enough. I mean, one of the goals of VMI was stated in the recent Board of Visitors meeting was that they want to achieve a 55% out-of-state cadet ratio. Now, think about that and talk about critical thinking. This is a state college,
school.
Which Virginia state school, Virginia state taxpayers are supporting, and their goal is to get more out-of-state cadets at VMI than in-state. I think that should be a real eye-opening, objective by the Virginia voters.
If they were on the air with me, Carmen, what would they say their reason for that is? Is it diversity? Is it that the out-of-state people pay more money so it helps them make their budget? What do you think their motive is, since I can't get them to come on and talk about it?
Well, that's what I was just about to say. I think it would be great for them to come on and explain that. I mean, obviously, we're talking dollars because out-of-state tuition is nearly twice as much as in-state.
Mm-hmm. And yet they're not struggling for money.
Well, with the decline in enrollment, I would think, and if this continues, I think that will be a concern.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, and that's what's so troubling, John. They refuse to acknowledge that critical race theory is there. I mean, they're using the terminologies of critical race theory. They have a chief diversity officer that does a dissertation that is in full support of critical race theory. They bring in three different independent consulting firms that all support critical race theory. They have classroom exercises. This came out in their board of directors meeting, crossing the line, four corners. That is critical race theory type.
We all believe in critical race theory. We've all written about it and we support it, but we're not activating at VMI. Come on, who are you kidding, right?
Yeah. I know. And then, they refuse to acknowledge the elephant in the room, which is, what do you think after 2 years of being out in the media, out in the press, of being accused of being racist and sexist, that isn't going to have an impact on the enrollment? I mean, I did an analysis on a number of different colleges, to include the academies, Texas A&M, Hillsdale College, and there was nowhere near the drop-off that we saw year over year at VMI. And to just dismiss, or not even recognize that the possibility about 2 years of being accused of racism and sexism didn't have an impact. I mean, what company can say, oh, yeah, we've been accused of being racist and sexist, but that won't affect our bottom line.
Right.
And they didn't aggressively defend it. Where's the critical thinking there?
Yeah. Listen, Carmen, I appreciate that you're coming on. How can we follow you for the folks who are motivated here to try to push back on what's happening? How can we follow you?
Well, it's not so much about following me. It's about, I think, really, John, it's about really becoming very proactive. You know, I wish alumni would stop giving money for now, pause until we see changes to the Alumni Association.
That is one thing that they'll take notice of. You got it. Hey, Carmen, I got to run, but I appreciate you coming on. Carmen Vellani talking about VMI, his alma mater, something he cares about deeply. We're not talking about people who hate the school. That's the other thing I think people should listen carefully. When I have guests on, are you talking about people who are critical and hate the institution that they're discussing, or are you talking about people who love it and want to preserve it and protect it? Because that gives you some insight into what you're hearing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.